USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
It was an act of terrorism, and now 21 Saudi nationals training with the U.S. military expelled from our country after an investigation finds the Pensacola shooter a jihadist. Attorney General Bill Barr wants to see who he was in communication with, and Barr now demanding Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of our military at the Pensacola Navy base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone.
After al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood. The shooter posted a message on September 11th stating, "The countdown has begun."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
In sports news, a Major League Baseball investigation turns up a cheating and stealing scandal involving two high-level people connected to the Houston Astros. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Houston Astros owner Jim Crane has fired general manager Jeff Lunau and manager A.J. Hinch after a Major League Baseball investigation found the team used technology to cheat during its World Series-winning 2017 season. The Astros allegedly stole signs during home games of the 2017 World Series championship season by using a camera positioned in center field. Major League Baseball is also fining the team $5 million and taking away their first and second round draft picks in the 2020 and 2021 drafts.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 28,907. The NASDAQ gaining 95 points. The S&P 500 up almost 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former Pope Benedict about to release a book. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The release of the book is considered extraordinary, especially because Pope Benedict XVI had promised to remain hidden from the world when he retired in 2013 and pledged his obedience to the new Pope, Francis. He's largely held to the pledge, although he penned an odd essay last year that blamed the sexual abuse crisis in the church on the sexual revolution of the 1960s. The about-to-be-released book is called From the Depths of Our Hearts, Priesthood, Celibacy, and the Crisis of the Catholic Church, co-authored with conservative Cardinal Robert Serra. In it, the former pope tries to reaffirm what he calls the necessity of a celibate priesthood. At the same time, Pope Francis is considering ordaining married men. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the price you pay at the pump, the national average for a gallon of gasoline dropping this week. USA Radio's John Clements on the story.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of oil fell back to under $60 a barrel for the first time in several weeks to $59.05 a barrel.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have dropped 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, with the nation's average at 257 and 5 tenths, 32 cents higher than a year ago when the national average was at 226 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.